Hey Zoomers, welcome back to the Zooming In podcast. This is Brooke Garrison and Logan Peck's here. Finally, we're doing a podcast together.
Hey, what's going on, fam?
And we are so happy to be bringing you our first episode of season two.
First episode of season two and a milestone because it is the first episode that we're recording and Brooke and I are not in the same location right now. So this is going to be interesting. It's fun. I'm excited. It's like we're Skyping. As far as I'm concerned, she is here, right? She's here in spirit, and hopefully I'm there in spirit. But honestly, one of the things that I've got on my mind this morning while we're, getting ready to start this new season is, why is it that we drive on parkways and park on driveways?
That was not what I was expecting you to say, so. Oh my gosh, if you guys would have seen the process that it took to set up our first remote recording, you would appreciate the audio even more. So let's just all have a moment of silence as we tune into this, because the fact that we're even doing this right now and we made it here is very exciting.
A moment of silence for all the audio engineers in the world. It's, you really don't know how much goes into making something like this happen until you got to do it yourself. So.
Oh my gosh, retweet. I could not survive this whole project without Logan. So let's just have a moment of appreciation for Logan for being so patient.
Thank you so much.
I'm like eating my peanut butter toast, like, I don't want to do it. It's not working.
Just sitting there eating the peanut butter toast. Well, that is a millennial breakfast if I've ever heard of one.
Well, I think avocado toast would probably be more millennial. But
you're right. Avocado toast with almond butter. My bad.
Oh, God. That's an interesting. If you've ever tried that together, let us know. Let us know in the comments.
Serious inquiries only.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no, but, aside from avocado toast...
Yeah, is that your staple, Brooke?
No.
No. I'm really excited, though, to be doing this episode because today, one of our goals when we ended our first season and sort of rolled into the snapshot was through that time period, because it's been, I would say, about 5-6 weeks since we've done any sort of recording, maybe even longer. We really wanted to have some of you guys, some of our audience members, drive some of the episodes that we create because we want to bring the most value up front. And super excited that today's episode is based on a listener question.
Hello, Zooming In Podcast. This is Emma Nixie from the Simply Introspective Podcast. I was tuning into your latest episodes and was just so inspired by how consistent and content-filled it was. And I'm pretty new to the podcasting world, and since I'm in college, it's kind of hard to prioritize time. And especially only it being a one-person podcast, it's hard to bounce off ideas with just myself. And I'm still learning what podcast equipment to use. So I was wondering if I was just starting out or if you were telling someone who was just starting out a podcast, your advice. I would greatly appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay, so that was Emma's question. First of all, Emma, thank you so much for listening to the Zooming In podcast and for sending your question in. I think that this is a really good one for us to take on because we're still really in the starting phases of the podcast, and think we can provide some good perspective on this just getting started out. Brooke, what are your thoughts on someone who's just starting out with podcasting? Like any suggestions, tips, advice?
Yes. Well, first, thank you, Emma, for your question, and congrats on starting this podcasting journey. Super fun. I know we've gotten a lot out of it just in the first 10 episodes, and I'm excited to see as you grow in your journey as well. For me, I love coming up with our episode ideas and our general themes for the podcast. That's something that I take a lot of pride in with Zooming In and bringing a lot of content and being strategic with that. And one thing that's really helped us with our episodes is I like to have post-it parties, which means and you can do this online as well, but I like to see it visually. I'll crank up some music and I'll put like the general themes. So ours are life, entrepreneurship, and photography. And so I'll write down different episode ideas and then place them in the thing in each category, which then helps me see, okay, maybe we're lacking a little bit more in the photography episode content, and maybe we need to add some more in the entrepreneurship, and just making sure that you're creating a balanced podcast based on the themes of your specific podcast. So I would ask yourself, What are the general themes that I want to cover? How do I want to make people feel? And how am I bringing balanced content for each of those themes or just one theme?
Yeah, and Brooke, we actually did one of those sort of post-it parties virtually when we were planning out our second season, which I had a lot of fun with. Mm-hmm. Because I think that it's good to sort of back off the mic and put pen to paper, sort of get, sometimes when I'm ideating, I need to be in a space where I'm using a little bit less technology and more old school pen and paper, things like that, less distractions, more about having a messy conversation, allowing ideas to bounce off. Now I know, Emma, to your question, you said you're sort of bouncing ideas off of yourself. So maybe something you could do is do a brainstorming session, write a couple ideas down that you may have for an episode. Think about, you know, always tie it back to why you are doing your podcast, which I listened to an episode or two at this point, and it's pretty cool. I think you have a great concept there. You know, write those ideas down, maybe set it aside for a couple of days and then come back refreshed. And you can think about that as a way to actually bounce ideas off of yourself. You may have, because our ideas that we come up with sometimes are affected by the mood we're in or what's happening on any particular day. So you might come back to that list with a little bit of a different perspective on those ideas for particular episodes.
If I can add to that, Logan.
Oh yeah, yeah, go for it.
I agree with what you said because when you're brainstorming episode ideas, it all depends on how you're feeling at the time. And I also think like lean into that a little bit. Don't pigeonhole yourself based on, oh, well, these are my themes and these are my topics. Like if something's on your heart and you know it's going to come across genuine and authentic on the mic, why not lean into that? Because that's what's true to you right now. And honestly, that's what's going to be refreshing for people to hear. So when it came to coming up with some episode ideas for season two, I decided to lean in to what I'm going through right now, which is life after college and starting a full-time job and kind of how to apply those hobbies beyond the college world. So I would just give you the same piece of advice, even though you're in college right now, lean into what season you're in and see what areas you can zoom in on there.
So Brooke, I think you have a great point with that. And Emma, you know, you talk about how you're in college and starting out. First of all, I want to give you an immense amount of credit for still starting the podcast anyway, rather than just contemplating. You've already put episodes out there into the world, and I think that's great. So lean into your perspective as a college student, as someone who is doing this on their own, because, you know, you're starting out college now, but if you do this consistently for 2, 3, 4 years, you may end up documenting your entire metamorphosis, as it were, throughout college in audio form, which I think could be really cool, considering that your whole podcast concept is being simply introspective, right? I think Brooke and I can agree that we're not the same people that we were when we went into college as we came out. Personally, I used to be deathly afraid of public speaking, and now it's something that I love to do, and I get energized by giving presentations and speaking on topics that help inspire other people. That's just one thing that I noticed, but that's a rather big change from my own perspective, just looking back on it. That would be super cool for you to be able to say, yeah, you documented every move that you made, right? You talk up, like, it could be about the organizations that you're in. It could be about the classes that you're taking and why you're taking them. Like, maybe you end up going through a major change. I switched my major in college, and that's something that a lot of college students contemplate doing because they're not sure about what life path they're going to take. You could potentially have thoughts and ideas on that that could resonate with other college students.
Yes. And if there's another piece of advice that I could give you, Emma, it would be to ask your inner circle what they would like to see from you from the podcast, because sometimes we have gifts and we have ways of teaching certain things that we might not even realize ourselves, but that people genuinely want to hear. Sometimes I'll get direct messages from people on Instagram and they'll be asking for one specific type of blog post or piece of content, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that people would want to hear that from me. So don't be afraid to step outside of yourself, even though your whole podcast is about being introspective, and just see what other people would like you to dive into a little bit more.
Yeah, I think having people that are willing to give you true feedback on your podcast, both in terms of content-wise as well, will help you grow, right? As opposed to I think it's easy to fall into people that you know say they listen to the podcast and they say it sounds great and they kind of they shower you with affection and because they do enjoy it, but they're also not going to be the person that says, you know, I liked this, but I really think that the quality could be, you know, this much better, or I wasn't really a fan of this segment. Like, find people who are willing to break down your creative projects and give you that honest feedback, because that's really how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to get better.
Absolutely. And just understand that your podcast isn't going to be for everyone, and mm-hmm. to take feedback in and be introspective about it and see how you can apply that to your values when it comes to your podcast. But then also understand that, you know, if you're trying to make a podcast that's going to please everyone, you're probably going to end up not pleasing yourself. And it's your project, your words, and your voice on the mic, and just be authentic with that as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, and Emma had another part of her question where, you know, again, she was talking about how does she, what advice do we have considering that she's doing this on her own? Mm-hmm. Also, think about how you don't necessarily have to do it on your own. If you decide you want to do it with someone else, you can interview people on podcasts. That's very popular. You could do some solo episodes, some where you interview people, or you could do something that Brooke and I do, right? We co-host the podcast together, which allows us to have a conversation that goes back and forth. And if you think that you might be better in that kind of a scenario, feel free to pivot. Just because you started out and you do a couple of episodes by yourself doesn't mean that you can't bring in someone as a co-host or interview other people that maybe have interesting perspectives. I mean, the Simply Introspective paradigm could be you interview a different college student every day who's maybe somebody who's just about to start college, somebody who's just about to leave college, someone who's in grad school, someone who's a PhD student, or someone who's a law student at school or something like that. You get a lot of different perspectives, and you'd be able to see how your perspectives differ, and that could be something you do. Again, don't let Brooke or I tell you how to run your podcast, but these are just things that I'm thinking about. Like, you could just go in so many different directions with your concept.
Definitely. She could have interviews with her siblings or her parents or her best friends, and she could even host a casting call on social media or on the UF Facebook pages and be like, hey, I'm looking for diverse voices. Like, here's my topic, send me like your wildest outline, and like, you know, and then go and pick the cream of the crop from there. But I think you definitely have a lot of potential, and it's whatever you want to do. So sit down, map it out. Don't be afraid to reroute things and change direction when you need to. And most of all, just stay true to yourself and your heart and why you feel the true purpose of why you started this project. And as long as you stay true to that and to yourself, I feel like people are going to want to listen.
Yeah, because I mean, we've just seen an explosion in podcasting overall in the last, I don't know, 18, 24 months. Podcasts have been around for a really long time. You know, like, they were around when radio was mainstream, but in order to get a podcast, you had to download it on iTunes. Do you remember that? And then you had to sync it to your iPod.
Oh my gosh, no, I was not a part of the podcast gang at that time, and I'm kind of glad I wasn't.
And now, you know, it's just so easy to be able to get access to it. And especially if you use a platform like Anchor, which is what Brooke and I use, it just makes it super simple to get on everything, which I know, Emma, you're using the same platform, which I think is awesome, because I mean, you just hit submit and it's ready to go and your thoughts are there for the world. Something we haven't touched on is the additional side of podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's good that you're thinking about this, Emma, from more of an idea standpoint rather than production value, because you can always get a fancier mic or you could always up the production value, but focusing on what you're actually talking about first, I think, is crucial.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's really what's going to mm-hmm. set the tone, right? Go ahead. And you, Brooke, you want to add something?
Well, you just like really struck something there with me, because I've listened to some amazing podcasts that the production quality is not as if they're in a studio. It's probably like they're using, you know, their wire headphones and just kind of talking. But when they're so passionate and there's a unique structure and there's a and there's authenticity coming through their voice, and they're teaching you something valuable or something tangible that you can take away from, it doesn't matter what the fancy bells and whistles are. Honestly, for me, like, I can get used to the production value and then just sit and binge watch, or binge listen, I should say, to episodes like that. So I think if you really like touch the heart of a listener, it doesn't matter.
Agreed. Right. And so I think, Emma, you're on the right track with that. And just know that it's going to be a lot of trial and error, and it's going to be a lot of learning. I think some of the, you know, you're going to make some episodes that are great. You're going to make some episodes that are not great, or even that even suck. And that's okay.
Yes, definitely. I know Logan and I have gotten off of some recording sessions, and we've taken a break, and we've been like, can we just entirely redo that part? Because I don't know what I was saying, you know, and that happens. So just be gentle with yourself throughout that process. And my last piece of advice for you is, this is probably like the most important, is to listen to other podcasts. And my writing teacher, when I was in my creative poetry class, gave me a really good piece of advice, and it applies to everything that I do. She said, if you want to be the best at what you're doing, you need to read by the best. And I think, I mean, obviously this isn't reading, but listen to people in the same vein of the genre that you want. Find the episode topics that are doing really well for them, that you had a lot of fun listening to, and see how you can spin that and put your own spin on it and put that on your podcast. So do a little bit of research and just consider investing into your podcast while you're supporting another one as well. So it's kind of a win-win.
Right. Absolutely. I'm a big believer in that, right? Like, there's several podcasts that I listen to religiously, some for production value. Mainly, they're really thought provoking. And even some of them are, you know, they have multiple podcasts where they do the whole Patreon thing, and you can subscribe to get access to a private episode that's a lot longer, that they even go more in depth on. So, and I think that, and I listen to those because I'm thinking to myself, if they're be able to create a community with their audience so effectively that people are willing to actually pay just to listen to the episodes, that they're doing something right. Mm-hmm. And I need to absorb as much of that words on a Saturday morning. I need to.
We need that on a t-shirt, honestly.
Honestly, 2020 goals merch. Brooke, let's get on that. Mm-hmm. Brooke is our director of marketing, so.
Ooh, I sound so fancy. Hey, yo.
Well, I mean, I'm the director of photography and production, so.
He's fancier. We know this.
No. It's all good. That's why we make a great dynamic duo, a great team.
A duologue?
But I'm getting off track. Yes.
Season one duologue. Inside jokes. Yay. If you're still here, we love you. Thank you for listening.
We do. My cousin will never let me live that down.
I like your cousin already.
Oh my gosh. When I was doing her engagement session with her fiance, which, shout out, she's getting married, super happy for her. It was in my last trip to New York City. We were doing the engagement shoot, and she was like, oh yeah, is that like the duologue? And I'm like, duologue, where have I heard that before? And it took me a minute to realize that she was referencing my own podcast, and I had a minute. It made me feel some type of way.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, back to what we were talking about. In terms of, honestly, now that I think about it, I lost my train of thought. Brooke, where were we?
It's okay. I can hop on with another tip. And this one, I feel, is super important. I think you need to find your why behind the podcast. If right now you're just focusing on making great content, that is great. Put your time and energy into producing great episodes. But when the time comes and your goal perhaps is to gain more listeners, build a social media following, or perhaps even make money, your tactics when producing the podcast are going to change from the time that you release the episode to the amount of times that you share the episode on social media, to even tailoring the episode content to what your audience specifically responds well to. So there's going to be a strategy point that you'll hit, if not already, that will shift the way that you spend time on the podcast. So just be sure to check in with yourself frequently throughout the project. But I think a great starting point is like putting together a great product. That's the beginning for anybody. But having a roadmap on what to do with that product is what's going to lead to that lasting impact for both you and your podcast and the audience.
Yeah, Brooke, I think that's a great point. And you brought up something that we hadn't yet touched on, which is the other side of a podcast is you have a great podcast. You're talking about things that are fulfilling to you and to a group of people. Well, really starting out just fulfilling to you. Then you have to make sure people know about it and make sure that people know that it exists. So there's the whole aspect of how do you market your podcast and get it out there into the world? And that is something that even Brooke and I think we can be a little transparent on that. That's something that we're trying to work through. That's definitely been a struggle, right? In terms of seeing people or seeing like a lot of people listen to some episodes and then see episodes decline and then trying to figure out, okay, why is that? How can we get it out to more people? Is it, are we not sharing it enough? Is it, are we not talking about it enough?
Yeah. And I'll be the first to say, as you know, the quote director of marketing is, marketing a podcast is not easy, especially when you have a full-time job and you're a full-time human as well with other priorities and passions. And the passion for a project doesn't necessarily lead to the productivity of a project and the progression of followers and listeners and everything too. So one thing that's really important is if you're really proud of an episode and the content that and the words that you put on the mic and an episode doesn't perform in numbers the way that you would like it to, despite your best efforts to get that audience reach, it's like, yes, numbers are important, but I don't like to place our entire worth on the podcast based on that because, you know, even some of our lower listened episodes, we have gotten some very, very heartfelt messages about, which... You know, so it's just like social media when you don't get a ton of likes on a photo or one performs really well and you're like, what the heck? This is not the one I expected to perform well. So sometimes it's kind of a curveball, but just make your best effort. And I'm sure as we get more in depth into this progress, we'll have more tips on how to market it. But really, I mean, I've seen your Instagram. You're a social media queen. I'm sure you can absolutely tie your podcast into that. And But you know, we're coming into season two and it's an ever-growing learning process. And I'll be the first to tell you that marketing it is a whole other project in itself. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, I want to start a podcast. And it's like, and I was even like that too in the beginning. And I just thought, you know, you hop on the mic, you just put the audio clip out there and boom, you're done. You know, wipes, hands, whatever. And it's so not that. But I just think it's like, how bad do you want something and how passionate are you about it? And that's what you're going to make time for.
Right. And so I think one thing that one of the, I think that because of that, right, one of the things that I'm really glad that we've been able to do, Brooke, is we've, it's like from the week we started, which was our first episode came out on the 24th, we have been consistent posting one episode every single week since that time with no signs of slowing down. And I think that being consistent with it over the long term is really what's going to make the difference. I really believe in that.
That's what I'm most proud of, I think, with us is like, even if we took 5 weeks off from recording, none of our listeners would know because we still produced content every single week. And that just goes back to the whole heart of this episode, which was like the meat of her question was how to come up with content. And, you know, sometimes Logan and I will come up with a multifaceted topic and we'll end up getting 3 episodes out of that because we can just talk for like 3 hours about it. So look for ways to break up, you know, one big idea and maybe do a mini series, maybe do mini-sodes or maybe do one, you know, 1.5 hour long thing and break it up and release it as part 1, 2, and 3 to really get the suspense going. Like your options are limitless.
Right. Well, and I always think, you know, we talk about the podcast sort of being an outlet for our passions. And I really look at our podcast as an extension of us, or at least it's definitely an extension of me. So I am always like, I think we have to be the biggest fans of the Zooming In podcast. Like we have to be the ones that are talking about how much fun we're having doing it. Cause we do, we always have an awesome time doing this. And talking about it nonstop. So like anytime my friends are asking me like what's going on in my life, you know, I'm telling them about the podcast. I'm telling them, yeah, we're like 14 episodes in, really enjoying it. And I'm just getting the word out there. I am literally texting the link to the podcast to every person that I know. And okay, not every person that I know, that's a little bit of an embellishment, but anytime I talk to somebody about it, I will see if they're okay with me getting their contact info, and I will send them a link to the iTunes pod, the podcast, blah, words on a Saturday morning. I will send them the link to the podcast because I really want them to actually listen to it. And some of them will never listen to it. And that's just a reality of life. But I think that all I can, like, that, like, if I'm literally texting them the link, that decreases all of the friction of them having to go search for my podcast, find it, and then listen to it. If at that point they still don't want to, I could always text them again, right? We could always keep texting those people. But I think we should never, and you should never stop being the biggest fan to your own podcast, because it just doesn't make any sense that anybody would be as passionate about your own project as you.
So true. No one's going to care about your stuff the way that you care about your stuff. And that just goes for anything.
Right. And I think we sometimes shy away from that because we're worried about being arrogant or pompous about it, or sort of the whole concept of, we have this concept of the humble brag or the hashtag shameless plug. And I think that that's just a way of putting down people who are just happy about what they're doing and want to share it with other people, their friends and people that they love and people that they associate with. I don't think that's a problem. I think, in fact, we should be doing more of that. So I thought I had a different ending for that, but that's where I am.
Hey, it happens. It'd be like that sometimes.
It really, Brooke, it really do be like that sometimes.
Well, before we wrap this one up, Logan, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Emma, we really just want to, one more time, thank you so much for your time, the fact that you've listened to the podcast, that you have gotten something out of it. We're super happy that you're doing your own thing and have your own podcast and that you want to learn how to make it better. And I'm just amazed that you came to us for advice, because we're always learning and growing ourselves. And just the fact that you trust us enough to ask a question really means the world to me. And I cannot wait to see how the podcast progresses. If you decide that you want to interview people, I would love to be on the podcast. Let me know if we can set that up. I think that would be a lot of fun. You have the perspective of someone who's a new grad and is in that sort of starting their career phase. So I would love to maybe share the perspective on that. But if not, then I look forward to seeing all the wonderful stuff that you make.
Yes, Emma, and I just want to say that I'm so proud of you. I've had the pleasure of meeting you and knowing you for some time now, and it's really awesome to see you grow and evolve and kind of step into your power. Like, I see you slaying it on the gram and producing amazing content, and I think you really have something there as a content creator and as a creative in general. And just lean into that over the next few years while you're still in college. Allow yourself to grow and evolve, and you're going to look back when you're a graduating senior and be like, wow, I can't believe how far I've come. And I see a lot of my younger self in you. Like, I was a freshman and I was, you know, building my own personal website and my blog and stuff too. And without those experiences, I wouldn't have had the tools I needed to be successful in my career now and to get to where I am today. And I just want to encourage you to keep going. I know the creative process can sometimes be tiring when you're also trying to be a college student and have that life as well. But if you keep at it and keep, you know, constantly trying to, like, you know, sharpen your skill set, you're going to be unstoppable.
Agreed. And real quick, before we do close out this episode, Brooke, mm-hmm. I want to give all of our listeners a chance to listen to Emma's podcast. So again, her podcast is the Simply Introspective Podcast, spelled just like it sounds, by Emma Nixie. And it is on iTunes, Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Spotify, pretty much anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. And we will drop the link to her Anchor profile in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily go check it out and give her some love and support. And once again, those of you who are listening to this, we really want to do more episodes like this, because I think this was awesome. I'm really happy with how it turned out, and want to give a chance for you other creators in the world to give yourselves a shout out, share about what you're doing, and share about what value you're getting from the Zooming In podcast, because that ultimately is one of the reasons why Brooke and I love doing this each week. Is we're passionate about photography, entrepreneurship, and looking at life beyond the lens, and we just want to do more of that and tailor these episodes in a way that you are going to best suits you. And so for those of you who want to send us in a question, in the show notes for this episode, we'll have our Anchor link where you can easily just press record, All you need is your phone, a browser, and the microphone that's built into your phone. You can send us your question, and we would like to air it on a future episode of the Zooming In podcast.
Awesome. Why did I say also? I meant to say awesome.
Awesome. So send us your questions, and we look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Zooming In.
We'll see you next time.
Crushed it.